In school, we're taught to answer questions. There's an answer that you should know, and it should be similar to the answer known by the teacher and by other experts in the field. And there's value in knowing these accepted answers. We're more efficient problem solvers, we're more creative, and I would suggest we're more interesting people if we know more and if we don't have to spend all of our time looking up answers to questions on our phones. You know, we do have to be a little bit careful, though, with the paradox of knowledge. If you really know a lot about something, you know how much you don't know, and so you have to be honest with your assessment of knowledge. But I'm getting off topic here. But let's just recognize that there's a type of question in which there is a known answer, and we can check with authority to find out if our answer is correct. To me, there's another type of question, however, and those are the questions to which we don't know the answer. But these are interesting, and we can learn a lot when we ask them and when we answer them. Even if we don't get the right answer, we can still learn a lot. Some of these are questions that we can answer through a known procedure, or at least a procedure that's known by somebody, and your teacher's probably trying to teach you how to use it. But this type of question also includes those in which there is not a known answer, or they may have multiple answers that can be supported and that are reasonable, or at least from somebody's perspective, they're reasonable. That first kind of question that I described are those in which you can find the answer. And some authority, maybe a teacher, maybe a textbook, maybe somebody who's an independent expert, can judge the correctness of your answer, well, at least until the answer changes. The second kind of question I described are those in which you can craft an answer. Notice the difference. In the second kind of question, it's up to you to decide the answer. And yours may be different from others. And it's up to you to argue for it and support it with facts and with reason. These are the questions that are really interesting to me and that most of us spend our time outside of school trying to answer. When we think about answering these two types of questions and how artificial intelligence might help us, I have a recommendation. For the first type of questions, those for which there's a known answer, learn the answers or get good at finding them. Don't trust AI as it hallucinates. Of course, as soon as you hear this, someone will have figured out how to get AI to get the answers, but you're a more interesting person if you just know it. And the more credible your source is, the more credible your answer will be to others. Now, when it comes to this second kind of question, considering AI when crafting an answer, remember I said an answer, is something that you can do effectively. You can use AI to help you draft an answer. You can use AI to help you improve your answer. You can even have AI help you to find an answer that you haven't considered. Remember, when answering questions, both the first type and the second, you are responsible for your answers. Experts can and should be challenged in the answers they support, and AI should certainly be challenged in the answers it gives.